Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio. We go to our sports line right now, the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we welcome to the show Lumen Christi hockey head coach Dan Brady. And also joining us, we've got Kaven Kennedy from the team. So, hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So, Coach, before we bring Kaven into the conversation, let's kind of talk about where we ended up since we last spoke. We don't have a game to talk about for tonight because Snowmageddon 2022 is preventing that from happening. But it looks like, since the Pinckney loss, you had a pretty good run over the weekend.
Yeah, not a great start to the Pinckney game, for sure. They're a very good team, so credit to them. But they took advantage of us pretty early in the first two periods. And then we did regroup in the third, so we've been kind of trying to build everything, you know, period by period. I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
So we felt like we had a pretty good third period, and we just wanted to build off of that. That was kind of the talk after the game, that we didn't want to focus on the first two periods because those were over with, and we'll build from there, and that's what we did. We went to Kalamazoo and finally started putting some scoring together and ended up having an 8-2 win. And then we brought Kalamazoo Eagles back to Jackson, and we had a nice win there, 5-0 as well. So kind of get a nice feeling from the group. We tried a couple of different angles in practice the week before to keep it light and keep the guys upbeat because, you know, we talked about the weather and we've talked about COVID and we've talked about a couple injuries that we've had. So I think it kind of worked. And then, of course, you know, when you win and you get to score some goals and everybody gets to be a part of it, that really kind of starts building some momentum. So that's our plan. Yeah, big bummer that Cap City got canceled tonight, because that's one of the best probably teams that I could compare us to. I mean, we're pretty much practically the same team, in my opinion.
Okay.
So we'll try to make that game up for sure. But, yep, that's where we're at now.
Well, that was my next question. I'm glad you kind of touched on it. At this late in the season and kind of the schedule being set in your routine, is there really going to be an opportunity for that game to be made up?
Well, with the biggest challenge really is the rule of you cannot play three games in a week.
Okay.
And that's a MHSAA rule. I even took it right to Cody Inglis and asked him if there was any exceptions, and he said, unfortunately not. So we've got this week that's opened up, which isn't going to work because it's, you know, both teams have to have that. You know, next week we jump right into Chelsea, Jackson United, Mattawan.
Right.
You know, so the following week we do have an opening, but that's, again, not only if we've got the opening, does Cap City have the opening, and then does the rink have the opening to accommodate? So, yeah, it comes right down to the wire here, where it makes it pretty challenging to make a game up.
Right. Now, you just had the win against Kalamazoo United. You just talked about that 8-2 win. But you turn around and you're taking them on again coming up on Friday. Is that an advantage? Is that a disadvantage, having the same opponent so close together?
Well, I guess it kind of works both ways. The Kalamazoo United team is really kind of similar to the Mid-Michigan team, just from a number standpoint. They only have 9 skaters, and then I think actually the game that we played them, a kid left the ice, so they're down to 8 skaters.
Okay.
So if anybody has the advantage there, that would be our team, because we're pretty much back to full roster minus one kid. We're healthy, and we're, you know, we feel like we're pretty prepared to play. But yeah, no break in the schedule. We've got Okemos, which is always tough, and then the following week is just going to be, that's a tough one. You got the Chelsea team, you got Jackson United, which we know the emotions on that game, and then the Mattawan game will probably be the finals pretty much for our league. Whoever wins that game is going to end up winning the league, is what it looks like it's coming down to.
Okay, yeah, and we'll talk, we'll get into more of a deeper dive on those next week when we have you on Wednesday. But yeah, it looks like, I mean, we're looking ahead. We've got those three circled on the calendar. It's going to be a tough week, a fun week of hockey, but a tough week for sure. So, hey, let's bring Kaven into the conversation. Kaven Kennedy, a senior with on your hockey team. Kaven, man, we appreciate you taking time and joining us on the show today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So, all right, how old were you when you hit the ice for the first time with a hockey stick in your hand?
Well, for the first time, I think around 4 years old, my mom and dad put me on skates in on her lake.
Okay, and it's been what? It's just been your thing ever since?
Yeah, I mean, I've loved it ever since. It's always been like my main sport, and during the summer, go to the rink, work on hockey rather than any other sport. So, yeah, it's something I've always been passionate about and kind of been like my number one priority.
Okay. So I come from a family with three brothers also, but I'm like in the middle. I'm not the youngest. Was it, I don't know, did your brothers kind of help you along this path? Did you get a few extra lumps along the way from playing hockey with your brothers, or what was that like?
Well, so, yeah, growing up, it's definitely kind of been like an advantage to me playing against like my older brothers in the backyard, or whether it's mini sticks, kind of like give me that competitive edge. But yeah, every freshman to my junior year, I've always had my brother Aaron Kennedy on my team, so it's kind of been the first year I haven't had my team in about 5 years now. So it's definitely a little something different, something I missed doing playing with Aaron, but yeah, my brother's always been great to me hockey wise.
All right, so right now, with you in your senior year, who's a better player, you or Aaron? You can answer honestly. Nobody's listening right now.
I mean, if it comes down to it, I'd say skill wise, come to me. But if it's someone that you got to send someone on your team to go out after someone, definitely my brother Aaron.
Okay. Dan, why are we laughing at that one? Oh, very political answer.
That's a good answer.
All right. So with your role on the team, kind of having the shadow benefit of your brother and some of the other leaders on the team, I think it's fair to say that right now it's your time along with the rest of the team. But you're the one of the ones that they look up to and follow. Explain for us what that leadership role is like for you, Kaven.
Well, it's definitely a privilege that I'm glad to have. Going in the locker room and being able to have the opportunity to guide others and lead others, it's definitely something I've always kind of wanted ever since being a freshman. Just the ability to make sure everyone's being the best of their ability, and that way we all achieve, we all succeed as one unit.
Okay, so right now you're the points leader, you're the goal leader for the team. This has been, I don't know. Would you say this has been a pretty successful senior year so far?
Well, yeah. It's definitely been a successful senior year. I mean, we're doing a lot better than what a lot of people were thinking, like record wise. But I mean, I can't take all the credit. I mean, you got our defense are doing terrific back, Eddie. Our forwards are doing great, being able to make plays, get pucks in the back of the net, stepping up when we most need it.
What for you? I mean, you get to the end of the season, and I don't want to just say for just this season, but just for like the last 4 years you've been playing at the varsity level. When you get to the end and there's no more Lumen hockey, when you look back, what are some of the things as a senior, what are some of the things that stand out the most for you over the last 4 years?
The things that stand out the most?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely how fast it's gone by.
No kidding, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like I was just a freshman, under Coach Rotella not too long ago. Now I'm senior heading into playoffs almost. So, yeah, it's gone by super quick.
All right, very cool. Anything else, Kaven, that you want to hit on that we didn't quite touch on yet today?
No, I think we're good.
Awesome, man. Well, we appreciate the time. Coach Dan Brady, we also very much appreciate the time. Thank you. Thank Kaven for joining us. And, good luck's not in order for tonight. How about stay safe and be careful on the roads? But this weekend, we wish you guys the best of luck.
Yes, much appreciated. Thanks for doing this for Jackson area hockey, for sure. It's great.
No, we appreciate you. Kaven, thank you so much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.